Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Laura Canning. And of course, she is the naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, you've got things going all the time. Very seasonable. And the first thing we want to talk about are the swans.
Yes, our story with the swans is coming right up. It's going to be Saturday, January 4th. We start that at about 11 a.m., and it's kind of a come-and-go-as-you-please. The programs are about a half an hour long, and our last program starts at 2, so we're out there till about 2:30, and it sounds like it's going to be kind of a brisk wind day on that Saturday, so we will have plenty of hot chocolate and a bonfire to help us stay warm.
And come dressed appropriately, you know, put on maybe some extra gloves and an extra couple of layers, and then you can enjoy yourself instead of going, oh, it's so cold out here.
Yes, and we, you know, it kind of gets you up to date on some of the things that are happening out there in the birding world, some of the things you might have heard about lately with lead poisoning and things like that. So we kind of give you guys some great information out there, too.
And will you be doing all of this, or do you have some other folks coming in to help?
I do have to compete with all the Eagle Days going on in January, so it'll just be conservation staff this year.
All right. Well, that's okay. That's good to hear from you folks, too. Yeah. And how many swans have you seen?
Yeah, right now we are averaging right around 43.
Wow.
And about and actually, of those 43, we only have 3 babies. And so everybody's been reporting low cygnet numbers or low baby numbers. And the DNR had to come out about 2 weeks ago and said, everybody keep recording these baby numbers because they are really concerned with the weather that happened last year and the drought and the weird mix of flooding. Who survived and what happened with the nests and things like that. Okay. So we're coming off of a low cygnet year, or this is looking like a low cygnet year, and the year before that was a very good year. So you'll see the sea of white because they've all become adults now.
Mm-hmm. And, but that number is going to come and go there.
Yes.
So let's hope that those numbers don't go any lower. I mean, let's hope we maybe you could still find a few more, right?
And that's about actually our 43 swans is about how many nests we had attempted in Iowa last year. It was about 46-43 attempted. So we are having babies out there in Iowa. So they are, people ask me how many do go to Minnesota and how many go to Iowa. And so we do try to keep track of that, but it just depends. They are kind of shifting from tracking individual swans now. Right now we have 2 collared swans.
That was going to be one of my questions. Yes.
We have 2 collared ones out there. They've been coming here 8 years in a row. And so, the ones that are still collared are going to stay collared. And they are going to track them, but the DNR is switching a little bit more to a wetland focus and that habitat focus. Okay, where are they nesting? What can we do to help them? What's going on? And so they are switching a little bit of a focus, but it's been great for they actually also just came out saying that the next round of babies that we're going to have in 2014, they're already talking about babies in 2014, and that they are going to come to southern Iowa again. If you remember, we released some out at Lake Anita and in some surrounding southern counties. They really want to introduce these trumpeters to habitat in southern Iowa. And that's kind of where they've lacked on the map. And so they released that the 2014 babies will be coming to southern Iowa.
Ooh, that sounds exciting. Absolutely. Now, if people want to come to the program, how many repetitions are there?
Oh, every half an hour.
So quite a few.
From 11 to 2 o'clock's the last
one. Okay. Now, it's looking like it's going to be cold, but the weather than that's going to be okay. But just in case you change for some reason.
We do have it over at the public library in case we change. But right now it's looking like the temperature is going to be warm enough, even with the wind, to hold it out there.
Okay. So the swans will be there.
Yes, we're hoping for the swans.
Well, something else that in the past we've talked about, Laura, and some years it's like, I don't know, is snowshoeing.
Yes.
Hey, there's snow out there.
Yes, and there's fresh snow out there, and we are planning to hope to have that still snow in February. We are planning to have our snowshoeing programs in February, right around Valentine's Day. We're going to do a snowshoe hike just north of town at the Pellet Memorial Gardens.
But if people want to borrow snowshoes, no.
We don't check them out. We do them in the school program. So if your kids come home and say, Mom, I went out snowshoeing today, that's what we probably did. I do go out with the schools and go and let them use them in the school programs. Public programs. You got to catch me at the public programs.
All right. So kind of put that on your list for February, because I see... It seems like more and more information about snowshoeing, that it's sort of a growing sport.
It is a growing sport. It's been one that that Iowa DNR actually has earmarked that it is one of the biggest jumps in Iowa for more people trying it, more people doing it out in Iowa.
So, how expensive is a decent pair of snowshoes?
For an adult, right around $70 to $80 usually is a good average. Of course, the bigger you are and the bigger the snowshoe, then that you can start to get into the $100 range.
And kids, of course, would be a little less.
Oh, yes. Yep. You can get a kid pair for right around $45.
Okay. So. And probably most sporting goods stores are going to carry those, so you can find them. So, and that is something the whole family could do together.
Yes. Yep. So. And then we also do those during our winter camps, which are coming up. So if you do have that no school day, with a no school day in January, so January 20th, we will be doing our younger kids camp. So that's kindergarten through second grade, and then our older kids camp is in February, and that's that third through fifth grade. And this year at our younger kids camp, our kindergarten through second grade camp, we are actually having Blank Park Zoo come out.
Wow, exciting.
And they're going to do a live birds program with some of their live birds, because it's a penguin camp. So we were like, well, with the penguins, what can we do as well? So there is going to be a
little
extra.
You think they'll bring some penguins?
They didn't say they would bring some penguins. So they usually bring about three species of birds, though, with their birds program for about an hour.
Okay, that sounds exciting. So tell us a little more about, you gave us the first date. How do kids get involved with this?
Yep. For the winter camps, the flyers will be going out on home with them from school this next week. So
look in the backpacks, Mom.
Look in the backpacks that January 20th for those kids. And then again in February, we'll have the older kids camp. That's third through fifth grade. And we're doing a snow camp. So we're definitely snowshoeing in the snow camp for the older kids.
Well, hope we still have snow. It's looking like it's going to hang around a bit. Yeah. And is there a cost for that?
No, these are going to be free. All of our winter camps are free. They are. The younger kids is just a little half day. And then the older kids in February is a full day. So.
Okay. And are you working with some other organizations to put
this together? We actually work. We partner up with Iowa State Extension Office and help us provide for the whole camp.
Okay. So I'm guessing information about this is on your website and is on Extension website.
And the Extension website. So, again, look for those flyers to be getting put up here up in the next week and going home with the kids. So.
Okay. You know, Laura, you talk a lot about the programs you do for kids. And, of course, there's the spring flower walk and the snowshoe that include adults. But what if I belong to a group that would like to have a program?
Yeah, go ahead and give us a call. I do programs at senior homes. I do programs for any civic organization. We do require hopefully at least 10 people in attendance, especially if you're outside of town, Messina, Anita, places like that. Otherwise, just give me a call.
You bet, because I know groups are often looking for programs, and you just have a wealth of information about a variety. Yes, I think anything outdoors, just call Laura.
Yeah. And our phone number is 712-769-2372.
Okay, so if we want to find you in the phone book, we're not going to look in Atlantic, right?
Right. Yeah. We're in Lewis.
Okay, and how's the lake at Lewis? I mean, is it
we're iced over, and we have had some ice fishermen out right after Christmas, even.
Oh, really?
Haven't heard how they've been doing,
but the ice is
trying.
Thick enough to get out there. Interesting.
Yes,
well, in these next few days, it's going to just make it even more so, I think. It's below zero here for a few nights, so that should help also. And if people want more information about any of the fishing.
Yes. Yep. Another number to call down there in Lewis is 769-2587. That's the Iowa DNR Fisheries department right next door to me. So if it's a very specific, you know, either a law enforcement issue or ICE conditions that might not be in Cass County, still call them. They kind of know. They're in the know.
Great. So remind us, Laura, tomorrow is the Swans, and what time?
Yes, at Saturday, January 4th on 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 2:30 will be the last program.
All right, great. Thanks so much to you, Laura Canny, for coming to visit with us. She's the naturalist with Cass County Conservation. Unless there be correct thought, there cannot be any action. And when there is correct thought, right action will follow.